Madam Vice President, when civil and political rights are violated within a country, it often signals broader disregard for international law. Russia's ongoing aggression against Ukraine stems from years of systematic suppression of fundamental freedoms, civil society and media voices, while promoting state propaganda and disinformation. Russia's oppression goes far beyond the rights of their own citizens, as the whole world witnesses Ukrainian POWs and non-combatant civilians being subjected to torture and inhumane treatment in Russian detention, and forcibly deported Ukrainian children being indoctrinated or adopted by Russian families. This week's discussion has also confirmed that governments which persecute their own citizens and disregard human rights are more likely to support or enable acts of aggression by other states. Belarus, DPRK, Iran are compelling examples of this. Finally, we regret that item 4 discussion was misused by Nicaragua to undermine sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhia, Kherson region and Crimea are integral parts of Ukraine, and no country has the right to alter their status. We also witnessed once again an open abuse by the representative of the aggressor state of this council, who attempted to use the protection of freedom of religion for weaponizing this fundamental right and for justifying atrocities Russia commits against the people of all faiths in Ukraine. I thank you.